Come on, David, my brother Harry Tennant. Epilogue. David was dead. All flesh is grass, and as the flower of the field passes away. The son of Jesse had grown up as a tender plant, had survived the heat by day and the frost by night, had struck deep roots and flourished sturdily, had protected others beneath his spreading shade, and had shed his leaves and withered away. But God's counsel by him remains imperishable as an integral part of the word of the Lord, which endureth for ever. To every young man he says, "My son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee." The precepts of God by David and the manner in which David observed them in his own life were the pattern by which his successors should have lived. Rarely did they accomplish it until, by years of wickedness and neglect, the golden age of the king was but a memory which the righteous cherished. To them the prophets gave comfort. Although the kingdom was but a shadow of its former self, and there seemed little prospect of improvement, yet there was hope. Hope in restoration, hope in fulfilment, hope in the superabundant regeneration of former things, known in Scripture as the restitution of all things. The tabernacle of David, which had fallen down, would be restored, and the sure mercies of David would be the covenant of the Lord realized on earth. Despite the failure of Solomon and the weakness of successive kings throughout the ages, a son would be born, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even for ever. A fresh root would spring out of a dry ground, and a tender plant grow up in the sight of God. I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and the king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice. With this hope the prophets abound, and the righteous, both Jew and Gentile, take heart in the patient waiting for the day when the glory shall be restored to the house of David, and the king shall sit in Zion. Then shall it be made plain that Messiah, Jesus the Son of God, is both the root and the offspring of David. David himself shall stand forth from the dust to see the height, to see the bright and the morning star, to call him in person as he did in spirit, my Lord. And he who has the key of David will open the door to the sheepfold of the kingdom, and all the sheep will enter in with one consent and say, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord for ever."